and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
You are great. Father, we just want to say thank you for this moment, for this opportunity to stand before you and your children again. Special prayer, Father, on our Chief of Police, Ronnie Howard, and the department that you placed him over. Protect our police officers. Yes, Lord. Father, we need them. Father, I ask you now to look upon this church. Someone have come here with a decision and they don't know what to do. Holy Spirit, before this word is complete, touch that heart and give them direction. Speak to me, speak through me, that your word will go forth, accomplish his purpose. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. The book of Deuteronomy. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1. While you're looking and getting ready to stand, on this Wednesday at 6 p.m., there will be a trustee board meeting. We're asking all of our trustee board members to meet us out here Wednesday at 6 p.m. And following, our men will meet at 7 with our, thank God for our own Reverend Dearborn is the facilitator of that. Amen. And those brothers are having a good time. Deuteronomy chapter 1, commencing at verse 6. And the Lord, our God, spoke unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. That's good enough. I want to talk about we've been here long enough. God bless you, Sister Willie Mae, and thank you so much for everything you do for the Mount Zion Church and this entire community. We appreciate you. We've been here long enough. We know normally that this would be our church anniversary. We moved it back to the fourth Sunday in May. The fourth Sunday in May. Deuteronomy, this text that is before us, one of the great obstacles for the Christian to advance in faith, in ministry, in God's word, will, and way, is when the time begins, they begin to think that they have already arrived and there is no more room for improvement. Because we get used to the normal routine, he thought that what is now is best, but doesn't give room for advancement nor improvement. When challenges comes his way, he prefers to retreat and hide and rather than fight. But our passage that is before us this morning, my brothers and sisters, the Israelites have taken a 11-day journey from Egypt to Canaan, the land of promise, and turned it into a 40-year experience in the desert. Many didn't know that from Egypt to Canaan was just 11 days. But their own arrogance, their own idolatry, their own foolishness turned 11 days into 40 years. And you're wondering why you're stuck in the same old rut. God may have had an 11-day journey for you, but your own ignorance and arrogance have turned your 11th day into 40 years. My brothers and sisters, I come to tell you that this 11-day journey that they would have traveled, they were in Kadesh Barnea, which is the threshold of the promise. Watch this. And Kadesh Barnea was the entrance to the land of Canaan. But they circled for 40 years. In other words, they passed the entrance for 40 years. Y'all just missed it. God has so much for you, but you are too blind to see the things that is right before you. The reason why God has not blessed you with what you are desiring, because you're not satisfied with what he's already given you. You can't ask God to bless me tomorrow when you're upset about today. I wish I had somebody to testify. You can't ask God to bless me with a 2022 automobile when you're dissatisfied with the one he's already given you. In other words, can I borrow something from the old warriors? Anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Y'all not hear what I'm saying? Even if I don't have proper transportation, if you just put a little change in my pocket and I can still catch the bus, Lord, I say thank you. I may not have a Mercedes or a BMW, but if I have strength in my legs to make it to the bus stop, I'm still have something to be thankful for. It was here at this desert point, the promised land. It was a place from where the 12 spies went out and spied out the land. And when they came back, they didn't come back with a good report. They sit there in this moment for a while and was provided by God. But God says, now it's time for you to go and possess the land. You have stayed in this place long enough. And my brothers and sisters, the men of that generation to which the law was given, they were all dead. A new generation sprung up. And now God repeated to Moses, he says, now it's time to go to possess the land. Y'all just missed it. Old generations had to die off. A new generation had to spring up. And now God says, now it's time. Y'all not getting me. The old generation had to die off. A new generation had to spring up before they can get what God has promised. What you're saying, Reverend? Everybody that left Egypt didn't make it to Canaan. You were delivered out of Egypt, but you never made it to the promised land. And can I just be real with y'all? Before Mount Zion can get her where he wants to get her, we're going to have some funerals. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? It's dangerous to stand in God's way. It's dangerous to think that you have enough power to stop God's progress. God will show you that you don't have the power to stop. If he wants Mount Zion to be here in 2022, and if you're standing in the way, we'll be standing over you. I'd rather not stand in God's way and have somebody stand over me. My brothers and sisters, watch this. Generations had to die. What mentality had the drive? Remember when they were boxed in at the Red Sea? And they say, this is the generation that had to die off. They said that you brought us out here to die in the wilderness. You could have left us in Egypt. God is telling them, you cannot have a Canaan heart with an Egypt mentality. You're going to have to die off. You're not qualified to go into the promised land. And can I just put a warning out there for you? Be careful, folks, saying we don't need to change. It's been good all this way. We don't sense it. Well, baby, we've got to change. The chief of police said young people are dying out there. Something that we are doing, but it's not working. We have to change. There were times in my life, Chief Ronnie Howard, that I used to have to go find trouble. I don't have to find it now. I can just text the wrong person and trouble will come to me. So how, preacher, do we do this? How can we move from where we are to where God wants us to be? Look in verse 6, the Lord spoke unto us in Horeb, saying that you have dwelt here long enough. Write this down. Number one, you've got to forsake the familiar. You have to be willing to leave your Horeb. Because your provisions in Horeb, they're not permanent. It's just for a little while. See, where we have mistaken, God have put us in a holding space to get your blessing ready. But we done got so used to the holding space that we don't want to leave it. We think it's good enough. In other words, where God really wants you, he's preparing it for you. But while he's preparing it for you, he's got you here taking care of you. Now you figure, well, I'm where God wants me. Everything is working. God said, no, baby, this is not where I want you. It's just a little space to hold you and take care of you till I get you where you really need to be. And, oh, I wish I had somebody to testify. God, how many can say God have taken care of me? God has been good to me. But I thought that this was the place he wanted me. Then out of nowhere, this mountain of Horeb, they experienced manna from heaven, quail, and the nurturing of God. The only thing about this place, they felt secured. They was comfortable there. And they were just telling themselves, there's no need to leave here. But little did they know, Brother Cooper, that this was not the promised land. It was just a blessing on the way to the promised land. Have you ever been so blessed by God until they just scared you to death? Have you ever been so blessed by God till you start thinking, I know something bad is going to happen because every time I get blessed like this, something. No, baby, it just, God, is your time. And when it's your time, can't nobody take your time from you. That's why you ain't got to be a cheater. You ain't got to lie and steal to bring somebody down to pick yourself up. When it's your time, can't nobody stop you. Can't nobody block you. Can't nobody hinder you. All you got to do is stay in your Horeb. But when God say it's time to move, you got to tell your friends and family, I've been here long enough. It's time for me to move forward. But to move forward, you've got to forsake the familiar. That which is familiar to you, you've got to forsake that. Now, what you did and was doing 40 years ago, it ain't gonna work now. You can't start telling kids about no birds and no bees at 12 when at 12 they're already having babies. You a sad circle of circumstance when a 12-year-old child can educate you about sex. I wish I had somebody. Don't get quiet now. You need to shout out. Why would we mention the word sex in church? People get quiet like it's a bad word. How you think you got here? The only miracle child was Christ. For the rest of us, it took two to tangle. They were satisfied where they were. And what's wrong with churches right now, we are just like we in Horeb, we are satisfied. We're satisfied coming to church on Sunday. That's good enough. We're satisfied of praising him here, giving him here, eating every now and then here at the church, and that's good enough. But God said that's not good enough. Didn't you just hear the chief report? Our young people are dying. It's something. Can I just tell you, it starts with me and you. It's something Mount Zion is not doing in this vicinity. It's too many young people around here dying, and we are assembling every Sunday. We've got to get on the ball. Can I tell you, Mount Zion, we've been here long enough. It's time to do what we need to do and reach these young people and show them we got a big old gym back there that can keep some of these young people off the street, but you're too busy worrying about how much it's going to cost. Just open the doors and let them in. Don't come to me no more. about some legal things about what we need to do and all this. Get them off the street. You got a full court basketball goal gym back there. Let's put it to use in the summer. Get these kids off the street. If we can save one boy, we have done our job. I don't care anymore. You all just going to have to put me out of here, because in the summer, we're going to get these kids in this gym. Don't come to me about, "Red, we got to look at the legal." No, no. God will take care of us. We've been here long enough. God then blessed this church with the facility to help these young people. And you've got pickers and choosers who you want to help. Oh no, this sermon may not catch fish, but it's going to clean the ones I got, I promise you. I'm sick and tired. Y'all forgive me. Yeah, I'm a little perturbed this morning. Every time I look at the news, somebody in our vicinity where our church is dying, and we got resources to help these kids. Forsake the familiar. Now, I know there's going to be a sidebar meeting when this message is over. I don't know what he's talking about, but he don't know I'm going to stop him. Well, I just told you earlier, keep standing in God's way if you want him. Because it ain't me you're trying to stop. It's God's work. Ain't no jumping and shouting on that one, but I don't care. You have to forsake the familiar. We've got to start doing God's work. Mount Zion, listen to me and hear me good. I know there are some legal requirements we may have to meet, but don't let that stand in the way of doing God's work. If there's any legal requirements, we got an attorney in our church. He'll guide us, but we still need to get it done. We need to get it done. Because this is not the place of promise. We're getting too relaxed. We've got to forsake the familiar. 11 months, they sat in Horeb, settled for a life of ease. They were happy with the way things were. They were happy with the status quo. No need to leave. But God said, "This is not where I want you." Mount Zion, listen to me. If we get the child, we've got the parent. We get the parent, we got the community. And you're sitting here, "I don't know where the people at, and I don't know how to." Well, if you get off your blessed assurance and start witnessing to the work of God, you know how the church grew in the New Testament church? It wasn't the preachers went out, the people went out. There ain't nobody shouting now. But we sit in church. I'm going to get off this first point because I know it's hitting you hard. But see, I know for new babes, you can't eat this kind of meat. You can't digest it. So let me chop it up for you. Let me mash it up so you can put it in your mouth and chew it. When you're sitting in church there, even in worship, we have to forsake the familiar. Because when a sister walked in with a little coat by the shape, and she looking at the older sister, sit back, "Look at that. That just don't make no sense." But don't get mad at her, because her dress is still going back to front, yours going side to side. Don't sit back there and whisper to other members, "Look at her, look at her, look at that, naked like that, doing wrong." Well, what's the difference between her naked doing wrong and you clothed doing wrong? We got to forsake the familiar. And listen to me, I'm going to be real with you. It's not easy when you done been one way for so long. But sometimes you got to swallow your own pride just to do what's right before the eyes of the Lord. So watch this, forsake the familiar. But then secondly, you got to overcome the obstacle. Because watch this in verse 7. He says, "Turn ye and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites, and to the places thereof, and to the plain of the hills, to the vale, and in the south by the seaside, and to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, and to the great river, yeah, the river Euphrates." between Israel. They were camped and getting ready to possess the promised land. And I don't know why some of us are scared to go to the next level. You know why a lot of people are scared to go to the next level? Because at level one, you in charge. But level two, you might not be in charge. Level one, you get all the recognition. Level one, everybody always commend, good job. But to get to level two and three, somebody else might get recognized. And you know this, and so you will say, let's stay where we are. We good. My brothers and sisters, where we go and what God do for Mount Zion, it's not about me. It's not about the deacons. It's not about the staff. It's not about the parishioners or the ushers. It's all about God. And I, you know, we quick to say, and to God be the glory. But if somebody skip your name. Look what he says. Now watch, he says in verse 7, to overcome obstacles, he says, y'all have to learn to change directions. The children of Israel wanted to allow the fact that they wanted to stay where they are. And so when they sent spies in the land, the report came back that they were giants there. And they said that we are nothing but grasshoppers compared to these giants. But there was a guy by the name of Caleb. In Numbers chapter 13 and verse 30, Caleb said, he tell the people, y'all just be still. Let us go up. We gonna possess the land. We gonna be able to overcome it. Wait a minute, Caleb. The report came back that giants in the land. They are stronger than us. They are bigger than us. And in war, they are wiser than us. And these giants possess the land. And Caleb, in essence, saying, well, y'all still don't understand. We look up to the giants, but the giants got to look up to God. And the same God that brought us out of Egypt will bring us to the land of Canaan. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How many in here really believe, even if you see obstacles already occupying your promise, still believe one day it will be yours? Chief Howard, can I borrow you for a second? He wasn't the first chief of police. But one day, he knew he would. Others didn't know. God know. Y'all ain't get what I'm saying. He wasn't the first chief of police. There were other chief polices before him. But even when he first got into the academy, he didn't know it maybe at the time that one day that he would be a chief of police. Let me say it again for the spiritual hearing impaired. When he first put on the badge for the first time, when he was just a regular beat cop, he had no idea that one day that he would be the chief of police. Because there was other people already occupying that position, never thought that one day he would be positioned. And look, the chief of police looked like you and me. I wish I had somebody to testify. Let me say it again. Now you're getting it. The chief of police looks just like you and me. When he first got on, he was never qualified. He never thought about it. But look, when God has something for you, I don't care what color you are, your background, Tiger, can I borrow your story? Look at our own Tiger. Look what he's been through. Look at the life that he lived. Never thought that one day he'll be sitting and on the deacon board as a deacon of a church. I wish I had some, but God saw what he did not see. I don't care who's already possessing the land. If it belongs to you, you just go and possess it. But you get there, you got to change direction. Watch this. Rum Dearborn, when 12 spies went out, 10 spies came back with a bad report. But 2 spies said, I don't care what we saw, we're going to get it anyway. Let me see. Y'all not getting it. 12 spies went out. 10 spies came back with a bad report. We can't do it. They bigger and stronger than us. But 2 spies said, oh, man, I don't think so. They may look bigger, but they're not bigger. Because the God we serve will give us the power to conquer this land. 10 spies say we can. 2 spies says we can. Joshua say, I'm going with the minority. Just because everybody say it don't mean it's right. I wish I had somebody to testify. Sometimes you got to listen to the minority. And can I just say something? White folk, I try to tell you, sometimes you got to listen to the minority. Sometimes you got to listen to the ones that go in the store and still be watching with a money full of pocket. Sometimes you got to listen to the one that walk on the car lot with good credit, but yet they bypass you because of how you look. I wish I had somebody. Don't y'all look at me like that. You know you've been targeted. You know you be watched. You know you can't walk in the store and people thinking you're going to steal just because of your skin tone. I thought this was Black History Month. I'm getting tired of black folk walking around hollering about they gave us the shortest month of the year. Well, you let them gave you that. Because black history is 12 months a year for me. I just don't turn black in February. I just don't celebrate us in February. Shame on you. You talking about they gave. No, baby, you didn't give me nothing. I already got 12 months. And I've been having 12 months for 52 years. I wish I had somebody here just to testify. I thank God for who I am. May not be rich, may not be famous, but I thank God for who I am. There was a little boy from the hood with a mixed mama and a mixed daddy, but yet he became the president of the United States. They thought he wasn't going to make it, smoked a little weed in his past, did a little partying in his past, but yet he able to sit in the long and the strongest chair that this world could offer him. Barack Obama, he went through trials, he went through tribulations, but yet they said he couldn't make it, but not only did he make it one term, he made it two terms. Don't ever say what God won't bring you to. You got to learn to forsake the familiar, to overcome the obstacles. But then finally, look at verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in, possess the land, which the Lord swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them to seed after them. So number one, you have to forsake the familiar. You have to overcome the obstacles. But then simply, third and finally, just go possess the promise. Watch what he says. He said, I've set the land before you. Now you got to go get it. God said, I've already given it to you, but you have to go get it. Whew. Let me say it again. It's already yours, but you have to go get it. That put in mind, Brother Brass, the young man that want a job but never put in application. You have to do your And you know, when parents come to me and tell me, Rev, what is the church going to do about all these young people? I say, what the parents are doing. It ain't my job to raise your child. That's your, if you quit dropping them off at church and bring them to church, maybe things would be better. Quit trying, parents. Quit trying to be your children's friend and be their parent. I told my three, I'm not your friend, I'm your father. And matter of fact, I have too many friends and a few of them I'm trying to get rid of. And so I don't need any more friends. I'm going to be your parent. You know why you shouldn't be a friend? Because friends fight and friends fall out. And no child going to ever swing on me. Excuse me, Chief, I have to call 911 myself before I let that happen. But you can't nurture your daughter when you and your daughter are in the same mirror getting dressed to go to the same club. And you're getting mad at your daughter once you reach the club, the man you got your eye on has his eye on your daughter. And now you get mad at her and fall out with her saying she took your man. Well, if you was her mother and if you were in the same mirror getting dressed to come to church, you got to forget your past failure.